Our Torah has so many mitzvos, and so many of the mitzvos in Mishpatim are such a broad range. But one of the mitzvos that I think speaks volumes to who we are as a people is the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. The Torah in our parasha tells us that if you find chamor son acha, you find the donkey of your enemy, and it's wandering around, you have an obligation to return it to its rightful owner. Question is, why does it have to tell us our enemy? Now, if you look in Sefer Devarim, you'll notice that there it says achicha, your brother. So why the contrast? Why is it in Sefer Shmos, it's your enemy? And yet in Sefer Devarim, all of a sudden, he's your brother, your fellow Jew, who's Mekayim Mitzos alongside you. What is going on there? So the famous answer is based on a concept by Rabbi Dessler. Rabbi Dessler says that the way to create love, ahava, comes from the word have, to give. The more I give to people, the more I create a relationship with them, and the more I have a relationship with them, the more I love them. That's to say that it's not love at first sight, but rather the more that I invest in my relationship, the more I'm going to love the person. And therefore, what happens? The Torah tells us that originally he's your enemy. But what happens when you invest your time and your effort to help him? All of a sudden, your feelings towards him change. He becomes more human in your eyes. And once that happens, he shifts in your mind from your enemy to your friend. Or at the very least, to someone that you can consider your equal, someone who you don't hate. But perhaps there's another message here, and I think it's a very powerful psychological tool that the Torah is telling us. In order to be a people, for the Jewish people to be successful, you can't just take care of those people that you like. But rather, what does the Jew have to do? The Jew has to look specifically to those people that they don't like. For whatever reason, our personalities clash, we're not friends, but that's the person I have to invest in equally. It's not difficult to take care of someone I like. It is much more difficult to take care of someone who I dislike. But when I take care of someone I dislike, I'm showing that my care for them is not based on the fact that they're my friend. It's not based upon the fact that they're someone who I really care about. But it's because I have a certain basic decency and humanity to me that I care for all people. I find that as a teacher, that's something that you see all the time. Children are very kind to children that are likable. But children are not always so kind to the children who are not as likable, at least outwardly. You see this special quality in a child when they look for that person who's on the fringe, who is not beloved by all, and yet they go and take care of that person. That's the midah that God wants in the Jewish people, is look for that person that you don't care so much about, your enemy, and what do? Do you invest your time? Do you invest your energy in him? Because God says if you do that, look what happens. And I think that is truly our mission as the Jewish people, is not just to care about ourselves and our immediate circles, but to care about all people.